Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 36, Scene 1, Keshi. After being instructed by Kamsa, the demon Keshi assumed the form of a terrible horse. Keshi entered the area of Vrindavan with his great mane flying and his hoofs digging up the earth. Keshi began to whinny and terrify the whole world. Krishna saw that the demon was terrifying all the residents of Vrindavana with his whinnying and with his tail wheeling in the sky like a big cloud. Krishna could understand that the horse was challenging him to fight. Lord Krishna accepted Keshi's challenge and stood before the horse demon. As Krishna called Keshi to fight, the horse demon began to proceed towards Krishna, making a horrible sound like a roaring lion. Keshi rushed towards Lord Krishna with great speed and tried to trample Krishna with his legs, which were strong, forceful, and as hard as stone. However, Krishna immediately caught hold of Keshi's legs, thus baffling him. Being somewhat angry, Krishna began to move around the horse demon dexterously. After a few rounds, Krishna threw Keshi 100 yards away, just as Garuda throws a big snake. Thrown by Krishna, Keshi immediately passed out, but after a little while regained consciousness, and with great anger and force, Keshi rushed toward Krishna once again, this time with his mouth open. As soon as Keshi reached him, Krishna pushed his left hand within the horse's mouth. Keshi felt great pain because the hand of Krishna felt to Keshi like a hot iron rod. Immediately, Keshi's teeth fell out. Krishna's hand within the mouth of Keshi at once began to inflate, and the horse demon's throat choked up. As the great horse began to suffocate, perspiration appeared all over his body, and Keshi began to throw his legs hither and thither. As his last breath came, Keshi's eyeballs bulged in their sockets, and Keshi passed stool and urine simultaneously. Thus, the vital force of Keshi's life expired. And when the horse demon was dead, his mouth became loose, and Krishna could extract his hand without difficulty. Krishna did not feel any surprise that the Keshi demon was killed so easily, but the demigods were amazed, and out of their great appreciation, the demigods offered Krishna greetings by showering flowers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.